Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're seeing what the Bible has to say about ways to make progress in our lives. So far, we've seen one example that showed what not to do and one that showed what we should do. Today, we'll tip the scale on the side of what to do. Christ Jesus' disciple Simon Peter was a pretty headstrong fellow, but he was insightful too. One time Jesus asked his disciples who people thought he was, and they said some thought he was the second coming of John the Baptist or of one of the prophets. But Peter declared that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said he was right, and then made an important point, saying, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." In other words, Peter hadn't figured this out on his own. Human intellect wasn't at work here. Divine intelligence was, and Peter expressed that intelligence. And Jesus went on to say that his church would be built on the power behind that divine intelligence and Peter's perception and expression of it. That's right in line with what we saw with Solomon and his success yesterday. Jesus is pointing out that divine intelligence and the goodness that goes with it are a real power, a power we can experience and express. This, rather than human knowledge and the ways and means it would suggest, is what propels real progress. May we, like Peter, be attuned to it and feel it propelling wide-ranging progress. Amen.